Dead Air Hardcore Radio.
All right, in the fucking van with World I Hate after just another gig. What's going on, y'all?
You know,
we're chilling.
Chilling, hanging out. We played a set in the middle of the day, got to watch a bunch of really badass bands, and now we're hanging out with you, man.
Yeah, we're jagging off, that's for sure.
Definitely we're jagging having, off.
All right, let's go around and do that thing where we introduce ourselves and, you know, so we can kind of figure out who we're fucking talking to. We're talking to World I Hate, but let's, who's in the band? Who go around, round robin or whatever.
My name is Hal, and I sing in World I Hate.
My name is Jimmy. I play guitar in World I Hate.
My name's Thomas. I play left-handed guitar in World I Hate.
That was a,
Oh, boy.
Damn.
Yeah, we got Jimi Hendrix in the house. You know what I mean? My name's Ben, and I play bass in World I Hate.
Shout out Jimmy. We were just talking about
this one.
Oh shoot!
I'm in the back. My
right, like right at my ear.
My name's Cody, and I play drums in World of Hate.
So we were just talking about like your feelings on Tacoma versus Seattle. I don't mind Seattle at all, but this is like my home.
Listen, we did two things last night. We tried to go to a goth bar here. We tried to go to the church cantina, and I was really wanting a goth bar experience, and they just played metalcore all night.
It was kind
of a bummer. And so then we went to Seattle directly afterwards because we were like, we got to get the real goth bar. We tried to go to this place called the Mercury, and they wouldn't even let us in because we weren't members. Tacoma does not have the gothiest of goth bars. At least they fucking let us in the door, you know?
I wouldn't let Hal in the door, personally.
they play some Misfits and pop punk, basically, at church cantina. That's about as far as they go sometimes there.
For sure. But
a little bit of typo, but like still, yeah. Not a goth bar.
No Bauhaus tracks.
No,
unfortunately.
No house in the house. So, World I Hate, give us just an idea of how this shit came to be, how you're, why you're doing what you're doing.
Yeah, you know, we're all friends. We wanted to just do a band that sounded, you know, we wanted to emulate like Think I Care, Mind Eraser, bands like that. At the time when we started doing this, it was 2018, it was a couple years before COVID, and there were like a couple around, but there weren't many bands in like the tri-state area that were really like doing what we're doing. I think in the last 5 years, there's been a lot more bands that have kind of cropped up with the same idea. But at the time, it really just felt like there was kind of it was missing in the area. There weren't any bands that were like us. We wanted to see a band like us, so we got together and, you know, got it going.
Yeah, I feel like that might be the draw, because there's just been like, I find it very hard for like people of anyone who likes hardcore to not like Think I Care. Like if you like the mix of you know, fast shit and mosh shit, like there you fucking go. And it's there definitely was there's a missing void there, but like I could not if you actually listen to that style of music, there's no way you can't correlate or trace back to what you guys are doing. And it's fucking sick, because like you got the fast, but everybody's like fucking everybody was moving and moving along to the moshy parts, the punchy parts, everything. Yeah. It was super sick tonight.
That was very fun. That was a really good time.
Good. And that was fucking awesome.
Yeah, like that's all you can ask. And I think it's my personal opinion is I think it's really good when you have these type of fast bands put in with heavy bands, because it's really expanding the palette. Like you have just enough of that mosh to like maybe hopefully make people think of looking into things, you know, more shit like Infest and stuff like that. And hopefully that opens the door to faster music to some of the moshier crowd. Or if you care, I don't know if you even care about that type of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if kids get into it, that's cool. Because if I have more cool music to listen to, that's never bad.
Absolutely. And, yeah, this is... Has none of y'all have been to the Pacific Northwest before, or...?
No, me and Tom have...
I've been to Spokane.
Yeah, I guess all of us have been here somewhere.
I've never been here. I think I'm the only one.
This is Hal's third time on a plane.
Yo, this is my third time on a plane.
Well, which we're counting two flights from Colorado. So.
Are you hesitant to be on planes?
Like, no,
planes?
I love it.
Oh, okay.
Planes are fucking cool, dude.
Yeah, it's like a kid in a
I don't know why I didn't do this before. I don't know why I waited so long. Planes are awesome.
Well, we could dissect that, but yeah.
you can just be anywhere faster.
Those are planes. Planes are cool. Airports are another thing.
You're fucking hated.
Airports are not good, but getting on the plane and then falling asleep and then being where you are, it feels like you teleported.
Dude, that shit's.
Like, yeah, you feel like a wizard. You feel like you just fucking snapped your fingers and got halfway across the country.
I got that type of like. Thing in my DNA, like my grandpa, where like just like the plane could be shaking, taking off, and I just snap out, like just and pass the fuck out, and then I'm like, wake up, I'm like, oh shit, we're here. It could be even a fucking long ass flight too.
Yeah.
It's
yeah, it rocks. It's awesome.
It's sick. One time, I don't know.
A big shout out to the Wright brothers here.
Dude! shout out to the Wright brothers.
Shout out to the fucking Leonardo da Vinci ornithopter. That guy, you know, he crawled.
Was that the one that didn't really work? He made it halfway in the air, and it just kept on fucking.
Yeah.
It didn't work, but it was a good idea, you know. You gotta take, when you're taking flight, you don't gotta think about the landing. You just gotta get off.
A great band said you can't kill an idea.
True.
Anyway.
Northwest fucking hardcore, baby.
Yeah, absolutely, bro.
My favorite fucking band. The reason I do this fucking show.
Let's go.
Shout out Greg, who's hanging out with. The last time I talked to him, I was like, hey, we're gonna get a phone call. And he's like, oh, I'm hanging out with elephants somewhere. He's fucking traveling. Whether it's hardcore or his speeches, he's fucking out there doing shit. But talking about, like, the messaging, like, at the set tonight, just kind of talking about activism. I personally, like, I loved what you had to say. I'm the type of person where... If you're not fully fucking, I never want to hear somebody just say something or just say a fucking slogan and just like fucking not back it up. Or I think what you said about actually doing shit tonight was fucking cool. I really connected with it.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. No, I don't. I feel like in the past, like, 5 to 10 years, there's been this sort of really interesting cultural shift where you are able to know what, like, the political stance of the people that run every company that you might consume something from is. You know, like, if you think about, like, the 90s and mid-2000s, that just, like, wasn't a thing. Like, right, like, who knows what the fuck the guy from Papa John's is doing? I don't know. Or Mr. Pizza Hut. But now... You can't out Pizza the Hut, dude.
Papa John said the day of reckoning is coming.
but now it's just like we have the, you know, everyone's political views are so tied into the things that they buy and consume. It bums me out to see hardcore turning into that thing where they're just like, you know, I am paying money and supporting the good guy. And not paying money and supporting the bad guy. So that means that I am doing a good thing and making a difference in the world. And it's just like, dog, you're still just buying shit, you know?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I just, I would love it if people would understand that to do something, you got to actually do something. And you can't just, consume a bunch of, media and think that you're making a positive impact in the world. You know, it's still some CEO somewhere getting paid. or some guy getting paid, or you just having a good time?
Well, I agree. I have a lot of trust issues if I'm not hearing it from like something that I really like. I like people having personal conversations like we're having right now, and having, or like somebody, like we talked about Trial and Greg. Like I feel like personally, like as far as like, yeah, that's absolutely spot on. As far as just like goals in the band, of like, are you feel like you're more, are you trying to get across messaging, or you just want to fucking rock?
I think we just kind of just want to rock. I don't really have anything I want to write songs about. Like, this is what I think about. This is what I write about. And, I don't know. I think, like, trying to, like, chirp at people on the internet is silly. And, I would rather write songs about the things that I think other people would write tweets about. You know?
Yeah.
We're here to rock. We're here to have a good time.
Dude, we are here to rock. And, but to his credit, Hal was the last piece of the puzzle with the band, right? He was the last member we got into it. And we were talking about who he wanted to do it. Hal was the number one choice. Just for his skills, you know, I'd seen Hal with Black Hole, and I knew he was a little man with a big voice. And I love that. But also I knew that he would write songs about issues. He would write songs about something pertinent, and he would take a real stance. You know, it wouldn't just be posturing. It wouldn't just be, you know, throwing, you know, slogans into the air. He has a real position. He's got real ideas. I knew that he would not write any songs about his ex-girlfriend. That was one of the number one. When we started this band, that was the first thing in my mind. No ex-girlfriend tracks. Please, for the love of God, stop writing them. But I knew...
I don't ever want to hear one again. Like, when I found out, like, some hardcore band... So, like, some songs I listened back to and that... Find out that that's what it's about. I'm like, fuck, man.
You got to knock it off. You got to be mad about something more than an ex-girlfriend. Please. Please. But, I forgot where I'm going with this because I'm fucking hammered. But, but that...
Amen, brother.
That was it. That was it. Hal... He's got a real stance. He's got a real position. I love that. I love that about him. And that's why I like to spend time with him. And that's why I wanted to be in the band with him.
Yeah, honestly, we're all just in this band so that we have an excuse to hang out with each other. Because we're too busy doing other things if we don't make time for band stuff. And that's why I was cool with it. Because I was like, oh, yeah, I like all these guys. And we never hang out.
Correct.
And now we fucking get to hang out on purpose.
That's a sick thing. That's about that. That's the good thing about like adult hardcore, is it's like, okay, we can kind of structure something to like, yeah, to do it for friends.
Yeah.
What more can you fucking ask for?
It's great. Everyone in this band is my other girlfriend. And I will never write a song about us. I have four girlfriends, and it's great.
It's so sloppy.
You have five if you count your real girlfriend.
Oh, shit. Shout out girlfriend hardcore. Fuck, man. Like, so, yeah, what do you guys want to, like, do next? Like, you guys are fucking just... You guys put out a record last year.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all have been doing stuff for the last about... 5-6 years.
Sure.
What do you guys just want to keep rocking, or?
Yeah. I think we're planning on writing soon. Trying to get out like another 7 inches worth of material. I'm playing some more cool shows and just having a good time.
Sick. Well, thank you guys so much for taking a few minutes. Like I said, if you haven't checked out World I Hate, you're fucking one of my favorite fucking bands out here right now. So do it like. Fast shit, mosh shit. You can't fucking ask for more. Thank you for coming to Tacoma. There's a lot of... I'm always surprised when Brainstem does stuff like this. Like, they did it when End It... Like, they brought End It out before they started touring all the time. And I'm really fucking happy about that. Like, that they got you guys out to Tacoma, people who haven't really been out here.
Yeah.
And I love... like driving down the street to see some of my favorite fucking hardcore bands. This is just another fucking gig, baby. Thank you for gracing the city of Tacoma with your presence. I apologize for the goth bar. They have some decent fucking food. I don't know if you did. You even get the food? Did you get the food there?
I got the food before. It was fucking sick.
The food at the food at church is not bad. That's what I'll say. I'll say it there. There is some better. There is some definitely more diverse food in fucking in Seattle. Also, shout out Crawl Space. Shout out all the fucking bands that played day two of Jag.
Shout out to all the Jaggers in general.
Jaggers in general. Fucking.
Yo, let's talk about some.
Okay.
Jag. Every band set was good.
Yeah. Terror, All Out War, Apex Predator, fucking opening up with my with one of my best friends in the world who drums for Landlost.
Yeah.
Fucking
great. Like their set was comparable to fucking Terror's set from an attendance standpoint. It was great.
Yeah, it was awesome.
That's a rarity in these days.
It was crazy. It was so good to see so many people pitting so hard. Immediately, the first couple bands up had great
And I feel like Just Another Gig has really facilitated that culture, and it was, and it's amazing. I absolutely fucking love that.
Yeah, we'll all jag off till the end of time. It's pretty awesome.
Jag off till the end of time. Anything else you want to add before I get out of this fucking van and let you get on your way? Please come back to the Pacific Northwest again, by the way.
We'd love to.
I would absolutely love it.
Shout out Rainier Beer. Right?
Rainier and then, Beer and Mount Rainier.
What's the coffee shop down the street?
Steamy Shots.
Oh, I also want to shout out Steamy Shots.
Bluebeard, dude.
Anyway.
Bluebeard had great coffee. Great.
Anything else you want to add?
Southern Kitchen. We ate there today. It was very
good. Hell yeah.
The kitchen was absolutely good.
Oh, yeah. That shit's
the diner. Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. We just look that shit up when we get bored.
Shout out, Guy. Maybe. Nope. I know we talked about corporate shit, but
it's a mom and pop.
Yeah, it's corporate mom and pop, but like, yeah.
Dude, it's corporate Cheeto Dust. Dude.
Shout out Frosted Tips.
Truly shout out.
All right, let me say, I know I told you this off the record, but let me put it. I thought we were recording, so let me get it on the record.
Yes.
If you live in Seattle, you might be tight. You might be very cool. You might be a real one, but you also might be a yuppie. But if you live in Tacoma, I've been driving around the city all day. If you live in Tacoma, you are raw. You are real. You're not a fraud. Shout out to you.
I can tell that to the city and the gigs I've worked here. Hardcore or not, it could be raw compared to Seattle. 100%.
Tacoma's raw.
Tacoma's fucking raw.
I've been other places. I've been to Portland. I've been to Seattle. If I had to take any three of them to be a permanent resident, it's Tacoma.
Fuck.
Put me in.
There we go. That's take. Thank you, World I Hate. Hell yeah.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you.